It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
According to the most recent U.S. stats on home burglaries, it shows that Connecticut is actually in the top 10 states list for having the lowest burglary rates, which is good. However, this trend that apparently has really taken shape in California, it probably will be in Connecticut before you know it, and that could bring our rates back up. We know that home burglaries do happen, and we're certainly coming up on the season that they happen the most, which is the summertime. And so as we continue the conversation with our crime prevention expert, Jim Perez, let's talk about burglary markings. Now, Jim, I have to confess, I've never heard of this before, so enlighten me, friend. What are burglary markings?
It's definitely a real thing, but before we start, can I give a quick shout-out to somebody, please?
Listen, the floor is yours.
I went to the motor vehicles, Department of Motor Vehicles in Bridgeport. I'm standing in line. I'm talking with the person back there, and they recognized the show. They recognized you. They recognized, and they said that they listen. And so I wanted to give a shout out to them on a great job that they always do each and every day as government workers who, you know, sometimes get abused.
Yeah, no kidding.
But well, they thanks. Watched the show. They talked about you, so I had to kind of, you know. Aww.
Well, thanks for listening, friends out there. I love that. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think it was important. But anyway, so burglaries, yeah. So a while ago, we talked about SATGs, which is South American Theft Groups. I don't know if you remember that.
I do, of course, yeah.
Groups that come from, yeah, somewhere down South America, they come legally through a visa, and they visit. But what they do is they're a loosely organized group, a burglary group, and they target homes. They use cameras. They use all these things. Well, now, one of the things they're utilizing is called burglary marks. So if you come home and you see in children's chalk is usually how they work. If you see an X in front of your house, and that would indicate that your house is a good target for burglary. If you see a box, so like a box written out, then that means that you either have a security system or a dog on the premise. So these are warning signs that these groups are now using as they target your home. And so I think we need to be wary of that. But also at the same time, I want people to realize that sometimes utility companies will use markings, except they do it in actual paint.
Oh, so what are they using? Are the, you know, potential burglars, are they using chalk or something? What are they using?
Right. They're using usually children's chalk. You can get it cheaper.
Oh, wow. So, and they're leaving it. I mean, they're not leaving it blatantly on your home, Jim. I would imagine they're leaving it more in discreet places like a fence or a mailbox. I don't know.
Or a street. Right.
Wow.
On the sidewalk, on the driveway, in front of your home. I mean, listen, here's the bottom line. You should always be wary of any type of marking. Whether it is, believe it or not, because you never know how people communicate. Oftentimes, they communicate silently. They can put a simple sticker on your mailbox. I say this, anything that you find that you did not, that no one in your family or you put on there has to be removed. End of story.
Okay.
Just remove it. Keep it clean.
So, but what about, you know how, Jim, like sometimes they'll check your, I don't know, they'll check the, like the pipes or whatever, like they'll check the sewer. I'm sorry, I can't think of words right now, but sewer, and they'll like almost paint or spray paint on your grass or something like that. I mean, do you have the right to just remove that?
No.
Okay.
You shouldn't remove that because that's actually there for your own safety. So what these utility companies do is before they start working on a project, whether it's, you know, working on a gas line or working on a water line or even working on electrical lines, if they're underground, what they'll do is they usually come out ahead of time with spray paint and they'll actually mark the area that the crew is eventually going to come to. So you might have a crew that's a week out, a few days out, 2 weeks out, but there's a specific group that comes out and they identify these underground utilities, whether it's pipes or whatever, and then they'll mark them because that's the area that the eventual group is going to work out of.
Interesting.
So I don't want that confused with chalk mark, with simple chalk marks. You know, we're talking about an X and a box. You know, utilities don't usually do that. They have specific markings that they actually use that doesn't resemble that.
Well, and the other thing too, we're talking to Jim Perez about what's called burglary markings. And Jim's going to talk to us about where we're seeing this, because it's not here in Connecticut, at least as we know of just yet. It could be, but it hasn't been reported yet. But it says, when I was looking this up online, that some of the markings and symbols, maybe the chalk like we talked about, placing objects, for example, near doors or windows that could be used as markers, string tied to fences, stickers on mailboxes or doors, flyers and ads, and spray paint marks, obviously. So there are different varieties of the markings, Jim.
Right. Listen, there's four principles in crime prevention through environmental design. There's access control. There's territorial reinforcement. There's also natural surveillance. And then there's the fourth one, which is called maintenance. That means making sure – listen, you have a responsibility to go out on your property or your home or your apartment or wherever you live, and you have to make sure that everything outside looks – outside of your door looks normal. So if you see – like I said, if you see a sticker that was placed on there or you see a string or anything like that, just remove it. Because it doesn't belong there anyway.
Right.
So if you do regular maintenance, then you will counteract all these nefarious little hidden activities that are being done out west that eventually will come here. So just like the SATG groups, right? They started out, you know, at the border, and then eventually they ended up right here. Newark, New Jersey FBI created a task force just to deal with this stuff. We had homes in Westchester that were actually targeted with cameras. These things can and will happen, and we like to stay ahead of the curve here. So, you know, for the listeners of WICC, they're very fortunate because I'm actually looking out for all these things ahead of time, and we're trying to get them out to the public as quick as possible because preparation is really the key here. And we've been very good at minimizing crime and things like that, but we have to maintain it. This isn't – you can't ever let rest on your laurels because this never ends.
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. And again, these are the types of, I would say, crimes that they don't care about how much money you make or what your background is or what town or city you're in. Look, if they wanna burglarize your home, they're going to do it. And so if this is a trend that we are seeing in California or other parts of the country, it would be foolish of us not to think that it could even be going on right now. We just haven't reported on it. So, Jim, I want to thank you for bringing people's attention to this. Sure. And certainly, I do have pictures that I'm seeing that we could also just post for you just so that you have an idea of what kind of subtle signs you should look out for. But as Jim said, if you see something that doesn't belong on your fence, for example, or on your property, and you didn't put it there and it's not there by an entity like we were saying, a gas company, things like that, remove it right away and do it for your neighbors, too, or at least let them know. So, Jim, I appreciate the heads up on this.
Absolutely. You got it. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Jim Perez here. Crime on the Mind on WICC.